one of the ham frequencies. It was ham. And then there was the big discussion with the DOT that they were going to, and they wanted the 27 megahertz from the ham and create the citizen band system. So there was quite an uproar over that. The RAC didn't, Radio Amateurs of Canada, didn't want to give up that frequency, but at the end of the day, they lost it, and the CB radios worked in the 27 megahertz. So for people that when Skip was in, and the atmosphere, you could hear all the folks like on HF coming in and with their loud powers and CB radios, and you could hook in if you're up high enough and the atmosphere was right, you could talk Skip. And really, that was like talking ham and talking on the HF frequency. So anyway, the CB band used to be the ham band, and they got rerouted, so to speak.
V3IFC.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. I wasn't aware of that, but that's interesting. That's some good stuff. We were just talking, me and my brother-in-law were just chatting the other day about if a person should get some radios that can play on the 6 meter band and see how far a person could go simplex to simplex. But VE3IFC, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, Colin. I don't want to interrupt more than twice in the same day and make a fool of myself here, but I wanted to thank you for, I understand you're the president of the Park Club, and I wanted to thank you for taking that on and leading, helping to guide that amazing organization that I'm now privileged to be a member of. So thank you for that, Colin. And I just wanted to say to Reg, thank you for the history lesson. I've been a ham for a long time, and yet I still feel like a novice. But you know, like many people, we got our interest piqued by...
Activity time out. Thank you for stopping by the Canada Hub. Please come again soon.